So just to be clear, right now we are currently streaming. So if you want to answer with your voice, you can as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. So I've got a
I think there was a
question.
little bit of a I think there was a little bit of a misunderstanding with whether we were doing a Q&A on BBB or if we were
I'm
doing it
sure.
on Etherpad. So it's really up to you. Right now we've set up everything, so if you want to
Yeah.
start answering questions with your voice, we might as well.
So okay, so I can just do it live. So one question is, so I assume this is a question on the lab space where all the colors are the same lightness. Does it hurt readability? So far, I find it to be okay. For the lab theme, I picked the colors manually, right? So like I could just pick a angle essentially so that no colors are similar, so I have good readability. But for a random theme in Monte Carlo, it's hard because like it's just random. But yeah, that's a really good point. And also that's one of the motivations I did the knotting, the grayscale theme to explore just using lightness. Yeah. So looking at other questions.
Okay, great. Do you want to take the next question?
So, okay. Let's go to the third first. Let's finish. For
Yes.
Monte Carlo, are all the random colors picked using a color wheel heat rotation? Yes. Well, so basically what the theme does is it picks a saturation and lightness for me first. These are also random, but they are picked with some kind of range. And that's a parameter that I can play with, the range of lightness and and saturation. Once those are fixed, the colors are picked by angles in the color wheel or hue rotation, as you would put it. So yes, that's roughly the process.
Okay, great. I think the second question is still in the process. Oh, well, maybe you could start fielding it. I think you've got already something to work on.
Let's see, one area I see Emacs able to do underuse is changing the font size, font typing, monospace based on various faces.
So to paraphrase the question,
Yeah.
One thing that Emacs is definitely not doing a whole lot of right now is changing the font that is being used, be it the font size, the font family. Sometimes you see themes, especially old mode themes, fontify differently the headers of the documents
Oh
versus the
yeah.
content. And usually you do have a little bit of a contrast that is being introduced. But is it something that you find value in, this type of contrast based on font?
To me, it's my personal preference to just use one font. I don't even change the font size a lot in org mode. It's just personal preference.
Yeah.
But I've seen scenes where like once I applied, I opened an org doc and suddenly like all the titles are like serif or some
Yeah.
fancy fonts. That works. And to me, I again it's a personal preference that I don't really like that, but I know a lot of people like that. So it's up to you, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this as we've seen in your talk and as well as the previous one we had this morning, themes are very personal, and at the end,
Yeah.
whatever you need to, some people are going to need more contrast than others. Some people are going to need a little more variety, the fonts that they use. Ultimately, it's up to you really what you want to use. The end point, the end goal that one should be aiming for is to feel comfortable in what they're editing, and whether this comfort translates into a very bare bone color theme like the one we saw this morning with very slight colors but still which has a lot of personality, or perhaps something closer to yours which tends to use equal luminance or lightness for the different entries, well, everyone needs to tune in and find whatever works best for them, I think.
Yep. And also, like, I want to note, I actually have a personal rule. It's all, also in all my all my themes, is that comments have to be italic. I just like the look of italic comments. So I actually, so if you in one of the section in the video, I mentioned I have hooks. Maybe I didn't mention, but I have hooks when using the picking the random theme setup. One of the purpose of that hook is I can add italic to all the, you know, all the themes on the comment face.
Right.
Which I don't think it works actually right now, but that's the intention.
Yeah, but I think it answers the question we started on originally, because changing the font, I mean, using the italic variant of the font, it's literally a different font. And so being able to have this type of contrast is actually important for you. So it's nice that you managed to find this particular bit of knowledge through experimentation.
Right. And also I want to add that if you pick a monospace font like I do, usually there's not a lot of creativity. That's not the word. It's a lot of personality in the regular font part. But people do put a lot of different things in the italic. So yeah, if you can find a way to utilize the italic face, you could see some interesting result.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I think it's important to consider all the things you can play with in terms of contrast, because at the end of the day, you know, some people are going to be more receptive to a change of font than change of color, you know, just considering the amount of people who are colorblind and who are using software like this. You know,
that's true.
Sometimes your vision optimizes for particular kind of changes, and some people are going to be more sensitive to a slanted eye than they would be to an eye that is red or an eye that is blue. So
that's completely true. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the time, and we have about 8 minutes until we go into the next talk. To be frank, I don't think I've got any more questions on my end. I'm not sure if we've got any people on BBB who has joined us and would like to ask questions. Let me check on IRC quickly if we've got any questions coming our way. I don't see any. Do you see any on your end?
Not really.
Well, then I suggest we just leave it at that and enjoy a little break before the next chat. So thank you so much, MetroWinds, for coming to EmacsConf and talking about colors, because as you saw, many people are interested about them, so much that another person decided to have a chat about theme. We didn't plan for this, but it's nice to see. And well, perhaps you could collaborate in the future and both find the mutual confidence that you need to push yourself to Melpa, because I did hear that you weren't feeling too confident about your random color theme package. But, you know, you've done the first step, which is talking about it and sharing it with all of us. And perhaps the next step is to actually clean up the code to your satisfaction and publish it eventually.
Oh, I can see another question. Should we go to that?
Sure.
Have you ever kept any of the random themes that were thrown up? So I assume this is for the Monte Carlo setup. The answer is no. The reason is, like I mentioned, I'm using the randomly picking a theme setup right now, and Monte Carlo is one of them. Now, when Emacs picks Monte Carlo by chance, I wouldn't know about it. So I wouldn't know this is my random theme. that's the reason I never kept any like good color schemes generated. So no.
Right, okay. Well, considering we don't have any further questions, what I suggest now is that we'll leave it at that. So again, MetroWind, thank you so much.
And thank you.
Hopefully we'll hear more of your themes in the future.
Cool, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.